At the second coming of Christ, there are certain things that will transpire on that day. One certain thing that will occur on that day is the judgment. Christ will come to judge all peoples of the world for all of time. Jesus is the righteous judge who will come to judge the world. In Matthew chapter 25, beginning in verse 31, following through verse 33, Jesus says, "When the Son of Man comes in His glory, and all the holy angels with Him, then He will sit on the throne of His glory. All the nations will be gathered before Him, and He will separate them one from another, as a shepherd divides his sheep from the goats. And He will set the sheep on His right hand, but the goats on the left." This passage indicates that there will be a determination made by the Son of Man, which is Christ. And that determination will be made based upon the judgment that He makes. On each hand, He will separate souls into two and only two groups. He will separate the sheep on His right hand, and He will separate the goats on His left. Jesus makes it very plain who will be the one that will perform the judgment, and who will make that determination. That, of course, Himself. Jesus Himself will make the determination about who He will identify as sheep and who will be identified as goats. It is important for us to remember that Christ has all authority in heaven and on earth, from Matthew chapter 28 and other passages, and that this authority has been given to Him by God from the same passage. So Christ has the authority to make the determination concerning who is a sheep spiritually and who spiritually really is a goat to be separated on the left. When it says in this passage that we read from Matthew chapter 25 that all nations will be gathered before him from verse 32, it is only He, Christ, that will be sitting in judgment of man. There will be no other advocate, no family, no preachers or elders to advocate on our behalf to the Father. We have one advocate with the Father, and that is Christ Jesus, from 1 John chapter 2 and verse 1. But this advocate to the Father will also be our judge. And He will sort all people according to their response to His words. If we remember John chapter 12, beginning there in verse 47 and following, this describes Jesus describing the words that He spoke. The words that He spoke will judge a man in the last day. The judgment described for us in Matthew chapter 25 indicates that this judgment is made by Christ and that judgment will be final. There will be no appeals court, no loopholes or technicalities that would somehow nullify His decision or His determination. And His decision will determine each soul's eternity. Let us be assured that if we are busy doing His will, then we have the great hope and expectation that we will be counted as His sheep on that great and glorious day. We will then be the kind of people that are characterized by 2 Peter chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, where it states, "Therefore, brethren, be even more diligent to make your call and election sure. For if you do these things, you will never stumble. For salvation will be supplied to you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ."